Huge verdict in Oakland County, $106 million relating to workplace sexual harassment. This was a company, a beauty company called, where's the name? I'm losing it. Science Beauty Tech. Sorry to Todd Flood on the phone. I should have had that right in front of me. But anyway, Todd Flood, the attorney, the managing partner at Flood Law, a part of this historic, huge settlement in Oakland County. Let's bring him in. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
We are good. You have two amigos and Chris Renwick. He's an honorary amigo.
Hey,
I'll put
Todd.
Him on the honorary club there. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, my friend.
Talk about this case where these women had endured so much discrimination in the workplace. What was going on?
So the common scheme and plan by this owner, Gary, the owner, was to basically hire and solicit younger, either just coming out of college or in just graduating from high school, to sell this exercise equipment, if you will, and try to glamorize the job and the position, sold a bill of goods. And what he would do is he would just groom them. He would groom these younger women, and oftentimes they were, you know, from other countries, from either Romania or Albania. And Jamie, these women were just simply beautiful and innocent. But he would take them under the guise of, one, I'm going to help you. You're going to make a career. You're going to travel and you're going to sell this product, when really his ulterior motive or his true motive was to just sexually harass them. And it was really disturbing. It's you know, it's an anomaly, obviously, for the world out there. But it's not. In another degree is that the more and more I've been doing employment work, the more and more I find about either harassment, sexual harassment, or power plays and the like. And it's this case was so disturbing. The defense really kind of, I think, put a exclamation point of why women or why people don't report these types of incidents, because they almost victim shamed, based their argument on the victims, and it was disturbing. The jury saw through it, and the jury sent a message. There was actually six women. I represented five. A good friend and Zach Runyon, who represented the other victim in this case, they awarded her $32 million. So in essence, the total verdict was $138 million for six.
Wow.
My five, I think one of the largest ever in Oakland County, we're trying to verify this, was $106 million jury verdict, you know, and the jury just really sent down a message that this was insane for what this man was doing.
Todd, you know, for many of these women, that Science Beauty Tech job was their first job. So when you have workplace harassment like this at a formative stage, I mean, it can really impact somebody's professional and personal development.
Lloyd, that's exactly what the jury was saying. So when I asked for $100 million to the jury, I said, how much do you spend to cure a headache? How much is a bottle of Tylenol for you, you know, to cure a headache for 1 hour? $10? How many hours are in this young girl's life, this young lady's life that's 19 or 20? How many hours? You know, the thing about it is, Lloyd, we don't have a digestive system in the brain. We, you know, it's not like this will come out. This is going to stay in your brain for the rest of your life. And you're going to have to deal with that trauma or that incident for the rest of your life. And if you have a young daughter, you're going to be, you know, just think of all the things that can trigger, and I hate to use that word trigger, but just think of all the things that can trigger this memory, this feedback. And we had an expert that came up and testified, Bethany Atwell, who worked with all of the clients. And, you know, there were several of them that have PTSD because he would touch them. He would try to massage them. He would try to pull them onto their laps, on his lap. He did just all sorts of insanely crazy things. And, yeah, that trauma will stay with him, Lloyd. You're absolutely right.
You know, one of the things that the owner said yesterday after the jury's decision, he said, this is unheard of. These women are telling the judge I put a gun to their head and asked them to rub my private parts for editorial purposes. He said that there was no proof of this. Obviously, and by the way, for the record, there was nothing in the evidentiary findings that had any sort of indication that he used a weapon or a gun to apply any pressure to them. So was he being facetious? What was the evidence that the jury so clearly saw?
You know, it was the witnesses. It was the credibility of the witness. And two parts to that question. It's a great question. Two parts to it, Chris. One is there's only two defenses in a sexual context in, you know, both civil and criminal law. It either it was consensual, that's defense one, or two, it didn't happen. And here it was, he was trying to say it didn't happen. Well, it was so clear, this common scheme and plan. These women got up and testified. And, you know, I remember saying, you know, many times before with us in other discussions, crimes don't usually happen in the middle of Ford Field during the game, right? They happen in closed quarters. They happen when there's no one else around. That's how perpetrators attempt to do things. They try to do it in the closet, you know, where no one else can see. Here, the problem with this is that there was it was overwhelming, one witness after another witness, and their credibility was just so potent. It was so strong for how they came across and the stories that they were corroborated about how he was doing these things. And the fact of the matter is that he's trying to say that they're lying when in fact it was so overwhelming, and no jury is going to come out with $106 million. No jury. If there was that question that it didn't happen. Mm. So, again, the defense, when he came out, when they were trying to say this was, you know, victim shaming, it was them, was just more offensive than obviously, you know, I haven't seen a $106 million verdict. I'm proud to have represented these women and with my colleague, Zach. And the fact of the matter is this is a once in a lifetime type situation for me, mm-hmm. You know, and to see this disturbing that it seems to me that this should send a message to everybody out there, you know, about respect and doing things the right way. And yes, it's an anomaly, but in fact, it happens more often than we know.
Yeah. And in some of these cases, they were flown to Florida and, you know, he books one room. In another case, their proposition on social media. So this just can't happen in 2025. So thank you to Todd Flood for joining us and talking about this case against Science Beauty Tech. And for the record, the owner says that he will appeal and consider filing a malpractice suit against his attorney. Todd Flood, we appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys, my amigos, and my asterisk, Chris Amigo.
Have a great day.
All right,
see you, Todd.
See you, man.
You too. Bye.